Hello and welcome. This is Bill Tittles. I titled this one, Life Can Be So Overwhelming, But You Just Have to Leave It. Ladies and gentlemen, as I sat down today, I was just thinking, you know, life can be so overwhelming. And you don't do me that. It's not perfect for anybody anywhere either. So I thought to check the meaning of overwhelming. And the online dictionary that came up and spoke to me said, something great in amount. So I'd say that when life becomes overwhelming, it can be overwhelming in the good. And it can overwhelm in the opposite, maybe the bad. Either way, we just have to leave it. You know, some people tell you that, oh, we must embrace the reality of life because life comes in good and bad. It's good sometimes, it's not good sometimes. That's the reality of living. So, I'd say that when life becomes overwhelming, whether in the good or in the bad, we just have to leave it and leave it well. Whether you react to the bad things that happen, it doesn't change the fact that life continues. Whether you do not react to the things that overwhelm you, it doesn't change the fact that life continues either. Whether you sit back and complain, life has to be lived. Whether you cower and hide about all the challenges that you have and nobody should hear about it, life still has to go on. Okay, I'd say that the challenges that we face that we do not handle or solve would always remain being there, would always remain there, and it would keep waiting for us many years to come, even when we're gone. Okay, so because I've been discussing and observing things around ethnicity lately, I'll say that the ethnic issues that we cover that has affected us and that we don't want to solve or face would only always come back in our face 20, 30, 40 years down the line. I'd say that the earlier people face the challenges of their lives, the better. Or you're dealing with a visual impairment. You don't face it. It doesn't make things going to go. Even if you get healed, it doesn't mean that the story, that the experience was there or not. The earlier you faced it and faced the limitations that you went through and ensure it doesn't happen to someone else again, the better for you. Oh, you've got cultural issues, cultural limitations of the region of the country you're from. Or you come to Lagos, you paint everything with a Lagos face. Everybody's smiling and looking good. You swallow all the issues that you have. Ladies and gentlemen, those ethnic and cultural challenges you covered up in the pots are going to wait for you someday. Because you will go back home. Even if you are high up there in Joe Biden's office, home would always be home someday. And then you come back, people tell you, welcome back to reality. The issues you never face are still there waiting for you. If they're not waiting for you, they're waiting for the younger generation that you leave behind. And they'll be saying, oh, mom, so all of this was still long and then you ran away. I'm not saying that we're going to put our heads down to face all the goliaths and the problems of our communities. But we can do take a step in that, like, especially if they bother us and there are issues that affect us or are going to affect our ego either in future or somehow. Okay. All their matters are likely to affect us in every way. We must solve it. The issues you do not solve would only always come back to fight back to you. It is only always come back to fight back at you. Okay, so I'd say that life has its own issues. It can be overwhelming. Cultural issues have its own problems. It can be overwhelming. But you have to live it. And how do you live it? By facing it. I'm going to end this conversation by remembering a lady called Queen Esther in the Bible. She had become very royal. In fact, she became almost so royal she forgot she was Igbo. Until her uncle reminded her, they're going to kill you all your people. Sit down there and continue to be Miss Posh. When she needed to face that reality, it must have taken her a little bit of time. But no one told her before she took off her royal psyche and then reminded herself she was actually Igbo. If she had ethnic issues she was covering at the time, it was now time for her to disclose who she was, face her identity, and solve the problems of her own people. Either way, whether she died a queen of Persia, you should always remember that as Hebrew. If she did not solve the massacre of her own people and the underdevelopment of her own people by getting someone to help and disclosing who she really was, it would never have been solved. And that's the reality. She covered it up for a long time. She didn't need to disclose initially, but it would have stopped her for a very, very long time. Joseph was in the Bible, had become a prime minister. Culture and ideology just never leave you. I mean, who you are is who you are. I mean, when his brothers came by the third time, Vinci started crying and say, I'm Joseph. Forget all of this, prime minister. Look, this is me. I'm your brother. you know, reality of who we are would only always play out eventually. We can fake reality, or we can fake and pose and pose and pose. I mean, I could have done that on social media and painted everyone perfect. But what's the point of living a lie? Who are we posing for anyway? You're posing for social media and posing for social media trends. At the end of the day, it's not worth it. Because when we sit in the comfort of our rooms, we ask ourselves how we wish we could live the truth of who we are, and we're not living a lie. Thank you very much for listening. No matter how overwhelming life is, ladies and gentlemen, let's leave it prayerfully with God on our side and decisively too. And I'm sure the universe will open up together to make all things work together for our good. And we'll all be glad eventually that we try to discuss the things that bothered us the most, so that in future, ladies and gentlemen, we don't just have serial killers who are just angry, deep-seated angry all over the place because certain people are doing better and they're leveraged, you know, them to be who they have become, and they have not become poor. Nobody wants to be like that. You get. Enjoy, and thank you very much for listening. I'm going to tell Aladdin, enjoy.